This is Marcy Stockman, and in the next 10 minutes, I want to help you understand that together we can help to make reading an intentional interruption in our lives. We can read more and read well. And this is not a small thing. Reading books is in decline. I want to tell you two reasons why. Then we'll look at the benefits of reading, and finally, three ways to make reading an intentional interruption. What we're understanding in Well Read Mom is that reading quality books together is possible when we are intentional. And this decision to be intentional will impact ourselves, our families, and our culture. Okay, why is reading in decline? Well, it's a Pew Research survey stated that the number of non-book readers has nearly tripled since 1978. And Dana Gioia, former chairman of the NEA, National Endowment for the Arts, wrote, quote, "I would believe people who tell me that the internet develops reading if I did not see such a universal decline in reading ability and reading comprehension on virtually all tests," end quote. Nicholas Carr echoes this when he says, "What the net seems to be doing is chipping away at my capacity for concentration and contemplation," end quote. Reading is in decline because it's harder for us to read, ladies. It's harder for us to focus and maintain sustained concentration. Now, because of regular online reading, we're less focused when it comes to reading from a book. So this is what we have to fight. This is what we're up against. The second reason women give for not reading more is they don't have time. This is universal. We don't have time. We feel like this. We might think, you know, I know reading is good. I want my kids to read. But for me, look, I've got too much to do. I don't stop as it is. I'm always changing diapers, driving kids, folding laundry. How would I have time to read? You know, it almost seems like, well, I hate to say it, but a waste of time. I think I'm doing fine without reading. That's how I think sometimes, ladies. But in Well Read Mom, we differ with this assumption. We understand that reading brings benefits. Maybe reading is essential for the formation of our person. One of our members, Abby Dupree, wrote this, quote, "Well Read Mom is not just a way to spend my limited free time. It's a way to improve my life. It makes me a better, more thoughtful person. When I'm a better, more thoughtful person, I'm a better, more thoughtful mother, and my children can only benefit from that," end quote. One of the positive benefits of reading is we maintain this ability to deep read. Reading researcher Marianne Wolfe describes deep reading as entering, quote, "a cognitive space in the brain where connections are woven together between the visual, language, and conceptual areas of the brain," end quote. So when we read from books, we have a chance to access this area of the brain. And when we access it, we are able to analyze, draw on personal experience, imagine, and think new thoughts. So this place in the brain that we access when we deep read from books happens. And when it happens, the intellect and imagination are generated. This is a deeply human capacity that we have. We don't want to lose it. And if we don't use and access this deep reading part of our brain, we can lose the ability to access this part of our brain. It's really a critical moment that we're in. So if reading a novel feels like work, you're probably doing too much online reading, but don't despair. We can regain the ability to maintain the habit of deep reading. And about a half hour a day of reading from books will help us maintain this habit. Reading helps us develop our person. And it's easy for women in the busyness of life to do something that's kind of scary, leave our person behind. I remember when my daughter Beth was 12 and I was trying to get her to ballet. It was freezing. It was winter. I had two little ones who had to get in snowsuits. And then I had to run back in the house for library books and finally got everyone in. I'm in the big van. I take off down the road. All these thoughts are going through my mind and I pull up to the ballet studio with a minute to spare. "Okay, honey, you're here. I'll pick you up in an hour. Come on, Beth, get out." "Beth, Beth wasn't in the van. I had left my daughter behind. I'd done everything right as a mom and left the person behind. This is what can happen to us as women with jam-packed days. We can leave ourselves behind and become sort of mechanical moms. Reading helps us because it helps us not to live in a mechanical way, because the great novelists that we're reading understood the human condition. And then reading this helps us understand ourselves. It helps us grow in empathy for other people and their situations. We get to put ourselves in the place of these characters and learn what it feels like to be in someone else's shoes. And we get to sort of eavesdrop on the way other people think or justify their actions or deceive themselves. We get to see in. We get to watch from the outside the inside workings of a character and the process that they go through. We get a glimpse in the process of sometimes our own behavior. When I read Kristen Lavinstatter, there was a part where Kristen was leaving her husband out of family life. And I remember almost shouting, "Kristen, let your husband in. You're shutting him out. You're ignoring him." And then I realized that maybe I was doing the same thing to my husband, not paying too much attention to him when he came home from work. Through reading Kristen Lavinstatter, I saw I needed to find ways to invite my husband into the life of the family when he came home from work. And a couple of weeks later, I'm in the kitchen chopping vegetables for dinner. Pete walks in and he says, "Marsh, you know, I really don't know if I'm imagining this or what, but you sure have been nicer to me lately." I started laughing. Thank you, Kristen Lavinstatter, for the help. Reading is positive. It helps us see our behavior sometimes, and then we can change our behavior. Well, if everything in reading is so positive, why is it so hard to work reading into our days? Let's talk quickly about three ways to make reading an intentional interruption, because the best things in life have to be intentional. First, if you want to be intentional with your reading, be intentional with your phone. Wow, how quickly times have changed. We think we need our phones so that at the first moment of downtime, we're on our phones. We are extremely vulnerable to live distracted lives with technology. So be intentional with your phone. Put it in another room so you can be with your children. Put it in another room when you read, and put it in another room when you come to your well-read mom group so we can safeguard our little hour and 15 minutes together. Cheryl Turkle, in her book Reclaiming Conversation, writes of an alarming 2012 study with college students where students paired off to have this 10-minute conversation, but even the presence of a cell phone on a desk led the students to feel more distance from each other, less empathetic and trusting of their partners that they were discussing with. So in Well-Read Mom, when we put our phones on the coffee table and we're having this great discussion and then ding, someone gets a text, that great discussion evaporates. It's gone. And it's hard to get back to that level. So let's leave our phones at the door when we come to a meeting. The second way to be intentional with reading is stop what you're doing and start reading. Children who see their mom reading for pleasure get the message that reading is enjoyable. Hey, when you've passed on a love of reading to your kids, you've done something right. A long time ago, I was visiting my friend Terry. I pop my head in the door and I walk in and I see that her kitchen is an absolute disaster. Like, the laundry is piled on the floor and dishes are just overflowing in the sink. And Terry walks into the kitchen and she's holding this novel. And she said, "Look at my house. It's a disaster. And it's your fault, Marcy." "My fault? Like, what do I have to do with this?" She said, "You gave me this book and I can't stop reading it." Well, Terry went on to clean her house and get things in order. But fast forward 20 years, there's a knock on my door. It's Terry's son, Colton. He goes, "Marcy, can I come to your house this summer and sit on your deck and read books? Because, you know, we've got a lot going on over there, and I think I'll read better over here." And I'd look out my window that summer and see Colt reading. Do you understand that Terry's reading had something to do with her children loving to read, her son Colt sitting on my deck reading? She modeled for her kids a love of reading. This summer, this year, stop, turn your timer, kitchen timer for 20 minutes and stop everything and go read. Don't wait till your house is clean and all the laundry put away and your floor swept. Just stop everything and be intentional about reading even during the day. The third way to be an intentional reader is take small steps. You know, you might be discouraged with your ability to read and with the kind of books we're reading. Some are hefty. But in our reading companion, there's recommendations for the essential chapters if you need to opt for a shorter version. Also, maybe pick one book next year, or pick three, or read them all with us. But the important thing is, don't be discouraged. Start where you are. But the important thing is, start. Join us. With Well-Read Mom, you can't fail. Remember, there's only one rule. If you don't get it read, don't apologize. But do join us. Well-Read Mom is about helping one another make reading an intentional interruption so that we can not just read more and read well, but so that we can live more and live well. Thank you for joining us.